Please note that there are a few swear words in this episode. Previously on Slam, Summer broke out of her shell when she rapped her poem. Bo even beatboxed for her. In the flashbacks, Amber discovered that Bo was lying about the job promotion. He hadn't exactly landed it before he moved to towns. In this episode, we'll start in the flashbacks and work our way up to the present open mic moment. It's New Year's Eve, 2 months before the Slam team is set to perform at Ain't Love Funny. Here we go.
S-L-A-M. Slamming down some poetry.
S-L-A-M.
This is a radio dramedy.
S-L-A-M.
We're here with friends, now ain't love funny.
S-L-A-M.
Now just sit back, enjoy the show.
Happy New Year's Eve, folks! Thanks for choosing Round 2 as your celebration destination. Round 2 is Inktown's only arcade with a bar. And tonight, an open bar! Alright, a few announcements. First, as we've made abundantly clear in our flyers posted literally everywhere, there are no kids allowed tonight. So, Mrs. Smith, please stop trying to sneak Leslie in and just get a babysitter next time. Second, everyone, please keep your eyes peeled for a, quote, yellow and white woven bookmark that also doubles as a friendship bracelet, end quote. If found, please return to me at the bar or to our dear friend Elle. And finally, to the grown man aggressively trying to beat the high score on murderous death, we've all been there, buddy. It's impossible to beat Leslie, so please give up before you break my machine.
Die, you monstrous creatures! Die, you fucking ugly walking nightmares! Woo! Eat shit right in the fucking face.
Congratulations, you slay. You murdered 1,000 zombies, which puts you at 79th place. Try again to beat the high score of 100,000 zombies.
You stupid, most definitely rigged machine.
Bo? Is that you?
L? Hello, my one and only little friend! Get it? Because say hello to my little friend, like L for little.
Is everything okay?
I'm perfectly spiffy, thank you very much. Do you like my collection?
Of beer cans?
Yes, I am going to build a goddamn tower. Do you want another drink?
I've had 7, so I think I'm good, but maybe you should also slow down.
Alcohol is importante for this game. My hand-eye coordination has only improved with each round, so...
I think you should take a break from this.
Take a break? But zombies don't take a break. Why should I take a break?
You can just come back to it, you know, just after you're a little less... Ooh, okay? Come on, Bo.
Jesus, okay, fine. Stupid game anyway. The name's so redundant. I mean, murderous death? Murder implies death.
But death doesn't imply murder now, does it?
You don't know that.
Hey, Sam, can we get 2 waters?
Sure thing.
Hey, L, I just thought of something. We just completed the circle of life. Subonya
Babagish
Baba.
Oh wow. The circle of life.
What do you poets always say? Like, us being here, circle of life, right? Like, waiting for the new year in the very spot where Dean asked us to perform for the new bar?
Oh, okay. I see. No, you mean full circle. It's been full circle. That's magical.
Here are your waters. Also, is this your friendship bracelet, Al?
That's a Minnie Mouse watch. So no.
I thought I'd give it a shot. Now I have to go announce that someone's lost a watch.
Ugh, I'm such an idiot. How could I lose it? I swear I triple knotted it.
Hey, Evie used to make friendship bracelets. If you're really sad about it, maybe she can make one for you.
Friendship bracelets aren't exactly replaceable. They're kind of about, you know, the person who gave them to you.
Oh, right. Yeah. Also, Evie won't even talk to me right now, so that sucks.
Why?
Spilled the cat. I mean, the beans are out of the bag. I mean,
they found out?
Yeah, well, Amber found out, and then Evie overheard everything, so. One I Need Space conversation later, and I'm here for New Year's Eve, alone and murdering the dead.
Hey, sorry to interrupt, but is this it? Jacob thought it might be yours.
Isn't that just the pink wristband to get drinks?
Oh, right. Wild. I swear it looked yellow in this light. Sorry, Elle. Why is this bracelet so important to you again?
It's just from an old friend. It's fine.
Kylie, huh? How's she doing, by the way? Dingtown hasn't been the same since she left.
I don't really know how she's doing. Can I get another death in the afternoon, please? And make it stiff?
You got it, boss.
Is Kylie you know who? Or she who should not be named or whatever?
It's silly, isn't it? That, like, we talk about her like she's Darth Vader or someone.
I'm pretty sure it's Voldemort, but yeah. Point taken. Is she like a scary person or?
Kylie? No. Opposite of scary.
What was she like?
Actually, okay, well, she was a little scary when I first met her freshman year, this poetry seminar on Sappho. Like, if you try to go toe-to-toe with her in class, like, she's very intimidating, but I really liked that about her. She was carrying this tote bag that said, "Poetry is dead. I killed it," which obviously I found hilarious. And then my laptop had a sticker that said,
"I write poetry for the money." That's hilarious.
I like your tote.
Thanks. Look at us, poetry sisters for life already. You're new here, aren't you?
Aren't we all new? This is a freshman class, right?
No, I mean in Inktown. I spent my whole life here. Think I know Inktown folks like the back of my hand.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I wouldn't know. I've never really stayed in any place longer than a year.
Why? You an army brat?
Foster kid.
Oh, lost in the system?
Yeah, you know, just never really had a home.
Well, Inktown isn't much, but I guess you could call it home.
I plan on it.
Welcome home, then. I'm Kylie.
I'm Elle. Like the letter.
Cool. Does it stand for anything? Ooh, I know. Love. Literature. Luminous. You do look like an embodiment of all of that.
Thank you?
Leto. Libera. Leda.
You've lost me.
Greek goddesses. Leto's the mother of the moon and the sun. Libera is the goddess of spring. And Leda is this goddess who gives birth to the world egg. It's this egg that contained Helen of Troy, Queen Clytemnestra, and the Dioscuri, Castor and Pollux. She basically gave birth to the most incredible chapters of Greek history. Legendary stuff. You know, you look like you could do the same.
Wait, you gave birth? You have a baby?
No. God, no. We gave birth to Slam.
To Slam, Jesus.
We scouted Summer and Zinc, and then Quinn found us by accident. She thought we were a club that was, like, all about slamming things, and also disturbingly slamming people, but...
Huh. Well, I mean, I'm glad she stuck around. They're all great kids.
They're phenomenal. Oh my goodness. I remember doing these writing lockdowns where we weren't allowed to leave the building for 24 hours to see how much poetry we could squeeze out.
That's fun.
It was so much fun. And then in the summer, we'd also do like these brainstorm exercises while treading water in the pool, and you could only stop treading once you freestyled a full poem.
That's intense.
Intensely fun.
Did you do anything relaxing? Like a party?
Oh my god, of course. We had our Christmas parties. We'd do like a secret Santa exchange, but then we'd dress up as Greek entities. So I'd be Leda, Kylie would be Calliope, that's the goddess of epic poetry, and Summer as Hestia, Zinc as Zeus, and Quinn as Apollo. That was our thing. Until it wasn't.
Oh my god, you guys. A signed playbill of the 2007 run of Legally Blonde. How did you get this?
A magician never tells.
A slam jersey? Wow, neat. Summer, what'd you get? Is that a dog collar?
It's a choker.
Weird.
Cool. You may not be able to see it now, but I think you'll grow into it someday.
Kylie, you broke the rules. You're only supposed to get one of us a gift.
Well, this year, consider me all of your secret Santas. Open yours.
Oh, wow. Rilke's letters to a young poet. I mean, what a beautiful edition. And what an exquisite bookmark.
It also doubles as a bracelet.
Oh, you highlighted something.
What does it say?
A merging of two people is an impossibility, and where it seems to exist, it is a hemming in, a mutual consent that robs one party or both parties of their fullest freedom and development. But once the realization is accepted that even between the closest people, infinite distances exist, a marvelous living side by side can grow up for them, if they succeed in loving the expanse between them, which gives them the possibility of always seeing each other as a whole and before an immense sky.
That's beautiful. Seeing each other before an immense sky.
Kylie, what are you trying to say?
I'm applying to Clout Consult.
Oh, I know them. They have a division in Eastville.
What did they do?
It's this firm with divisions across America that help local businesses grow their clout with Gen Z. I spoke to the team and I really, really like them. I mean, I haven't gotten in yet, but I'm told my resume looks pretty good. So all that's left is submitting this essay application. But I wanted to tell you guys if I get it, I might be moving.
To Eastville? That's not that bad. It's like, what, a 3-hour commute? I mean, we only really meet once a week, so it doesn't...
I'm going for New York.
That's far.
You're leaving Slam?
Only if I get in, and plus you guys will be just fine.
But Slam only exists because of you.
Hey, you have an equally awesome leader in Elle.
It won't be the same. No offense, Elle.
I thought we wanted to take Slam on the regional poetry circuit.
You guys can still do that.
Why can't you just do the division here?
I want to go to New York. Plus, I can't stay here forever. I just really
can't.
What's
so wrong with Inktown?
Nothing. Everything. You wouldn't understand.
No, I don't understand. I mean, you have a job, you have friends, teachers, family in Inktown.
Family is a very generous word.
I didn't mean your parents, Kylie.
You should apply with me.
Inktown's my home.
Do you really want to be an assistant at a community college in the middle of nowhere forever? Elle, this is your chance to get out of here. You would thrive in New York, and the rest of you, after you graduate, I'm telling you, don't get stuck here like me. If you see an opportunity like this, take it. You have to take it.
So, what's the big deal? She left. End of story. And people leave all the time. I left. I'm perfectly fine.
I did the unspeakable.
The unspeakable? Oh, please. How bad could it be?
Wait. You can't leave us. You're part of Slam. We're family.
No, Zink. I'm done with poetry and all of you lying me.
You're the one who said that poetry is everything good and beautiful, and you can make a way through the darkness. Like in Hamilton, where he literally writes his way out.
Hamilton is overrated! And stop following me.
You always say that poetry is the key to healing.
No, Zing. Poetry can't do any of that. It can't do shit. Definitely not your poetry, because believe me, you don't have a single creative bone in your body. Also, Hamilton lied to you. You can't write your way out of anything, okay? Nobody's poetry can save the world, and especially not yours, Zing.
What the actual fuck, Kylie?
Quinn, I suggest you stick to basketball, okay?
Kylie, wait. Let me explain.
Sabotaging my application? How low are you going to sink, Elle?
I just wanted to buy you time to really think through this big decision before you did anything.
Oh, that's very kind and not at all selfish of you.
You're not thinking straight. I mean, you believe so deeply in the power of poetry, and what, now you're just going to go to New York to be a clout consultant?
It doesn't make any sense.
You stabbed me in the back.
You were going to abandon Slam.
I'm sick of Slam. Poetry is meaningless, okay? I can't fix my life with words. I can't fix myself with the words. I need to fix myself outside of here.
But we're poetry sisters for life.
Oh my God, Elle. We're not sisters, and I am not your family.
The next month, she packed up everything and left for New York anyway. I messed up, Bo. I drove her away.
Whoa, but didn't she already want to leave? I mean, it wasn't just you.
Yeah, but I could have done something else. I could have changed her mind.
Look, when someone wants to go, there's not much you can do to stop them. Okay? I mean, we all have our own shit to figure out, and when we're really trying to figure something out, it doesn't really matter what other people are trying to, you know. What I'm trying to say is, I don't think you can take all the credit for this fiasco.
I deleted her application essay right before the deadline.
Okay, yeah, that part is very morally dubious. Almost as dubious as me lying to my family about a fake job promotion.
Yeah, you're right. Well, if this is the morally dubious competition, you and I might just have to settle for a tie.
Yeah. Have you guys kept in touch?
No, she never responded to me, but I mean, I can't blame her. The word sorry sounds kind of small over text, no?
Yeah. Well, is there any other way you can show her you're sorry?
All the time. Through my poetry.
Wait a second. You mean all the poems you put up on the website this semester? They're all about...
There is a girl who still writes you. She doesn't know how not to. Sarah Kay. I think about that line a lot.
It's lovely. Really?
Yeah. I'm gonna go to the restroom. Can you just watch my bag?
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay, yeah. Damn. She should call her. Phone. Password, okay, let's try 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, wow, I'm in, okay. Hey, Siri, call Kylie.
Hey, this is Kylie, please leave a message.
Hi. You don't know me, but I'm Bo the branch manager. I mean, sales associate at, tech, yeah, you don't, never mind. You don't know about that. Anyway, I'm a friend of your friend Elle from Slam. And,
Hello?
Kylie?
Who is this?
Hi, it's Bo. I Slam.
Did Elle put you up for this?
No. Well, I mean, she did just give me a brief overview of your friendship, which was a lot to take in. I'm just calling to say I think you should give her a second chance.
A second chance?
Mm-hmm. It would mean a lot. She thinks you hate her.
I could never hate her. But I'd rather not reopen. That's not really my life anymore, so, thanks for calling, but I'm gonna just...
Isn't it lonely?
I'm sorry.
When you leave the place you've known all your life and then set off on your own, you know, it's like the nights get longer, the crickets get louder. And even though you see new places and meet new people and even make a few new friends, part of you always wants to go home, right?
Yeah, I get that.
Well, anyway, have you checked out the Slam website recently? It's www.slam...
Yeah, I know the website. I made that URL.
Hey, well, you know, you might want to check it out again. There's some few poems on there by Elle that are written from the barrel of her heart. I mean, bottom. Or scraping the, you know what I mean. She doesn't know not how to not write you. It's a quote from Sarah Kay. Yeah. Hey, you should come to the open mic night on Valentine's Day. Slam's opening for Dean's new bar.
So Dean Stewart did go after his dreams.
Mm-hmm. You should come. I know you're in New York, but if you're around, I think you'd be proud of Slam.
What are you doing with my phone?
Oh, what? This is your phone? I thought it was mine. I was gonna call Amber.
I think Amber's calling you.
Oh shit, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? I can't pick this up right now. I can't talk to her right now.
Pick up the phone, bozo!
No, wait, give me that back. I don't wanna ruin my perfectly fantastic New Year's Eve. Nothing's going wrong yet. Amber! Hey. Hi, hello. Fuck. What's up?
Are you drunk?
What? No, no. Are you?
Maybe a little. I just wanted to check in on you this New Year's Eve.
Check in on me?
To make sure you're still alive.
Oh. Yep. Yep. The blood's still pumping and my heart's still beating. Hey, that rhymes. I'm a poet.
That doesn't... Okay, never mind. Speaking of poetry, Evie told me about your open mic thing. It sounds like a big step for you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. T-minus 2 months. No big deal.
Cool.
Is Evie coming? Or are you coming?
When is it again?
It's on Valentine's Day.
Oh, Beetlejuice is in town that night. And I think she wants to go to it, but let me talk to her. I'll keep you posted.
Okay, sure, yeah. How are things at home? Any firework fiasco this year?
Thank God, no. Rose and Atlas made sure to hide them well before little Tommy could sniff them out. That rascal! He thought he was so clever, lying to our faces.
I remember. He felt so guilty about it, though. I think he really did want to tell us that he was the one who set him off, you know? I'm sure he felt so sorry, and he felt trapped with the guilt just crushing him, and he wanted to tell the truth, and in the moment he was caught, he must have wondered if his family still loves him. Oh, hey, the countdown is about to start, so I'll let you get back to the family.
I rented the house today.
What? You what? The house?
My students taught me renting the house. It's this Scottish tradition where families clean the house because apparently starting the new year with a dirty house is bad luck. It's like a fresh start.
So how's our house looking?
It still needs a lot of work, but hey, it's still standing.
Good. That's real good.
Whoa, look, it's the countdown. They're dropping the ball. Come on. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
I love you.
4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year!
It's, you know who?
Wow, she is not what I expected.
What's she doing here?
Guys, Elle's frozen. This is bad. This is very bad.
Kylie, welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, and everyone in between, this is, the co-founder of Slam. Give it up. She's the poetry guru. As the dean would say, she's the goat. This gal knows Sappho like the back of her hand.
She's stalling.
Why?
Because her poem is about Kylie.
So folks, you all are in the presence of a legend.
Perform already. I want to hear the poem.
And since she's so legendary, well, I don't know if I can do this.
You can.
Kylie, I want to say I
am... You know, Al, the walk over here from the train station, it's frigid outside. All I wanted was to get inside, But then I looked up and saw the sky.
What did it look like?
I stood before an immense sky.
To Calliope. there is a poem waiting for you on the hearth. After you relearn the way the river runs through this town and find yourself at my doorstep, I promise it will warm you from head to toe. It holds itself like one half of a broken promise. There is a poem waiting for you in the garden. It gathers starry night petunias from the ends of this earth for Clementia's shrine, because losing itself in dandelion wishes and clover hunts is a far easier act than saying sorry. Sorry is a broken-winged baby bird who has fallen out of the nest. Sorry is flighty and small and hearted and untouchable. Sorry is a gaping hole, but gardening is tucking seeds in soil, hoping they'll take root. There is a poem waiting for you in the darkness, where you can't find your other hand, where saying, "Let there be light," isn't enough for you to find your pen. There is a poem saying, "Do not worry, I will cocoon you with comfort poems," because sometimes we do not have it in us to find new ones. There is a poem waiting for you in my journal. It does not know how to stop calling the muses down from their thrones. It waits for your footsteps like a final song on bated breath. It does not know what it is going to say. It is shapeless. It has no end. And though you've made the horizon your home, it has made peace with the waiting.
Wow, 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 wow. Incredible. My heart cried a little bit. Elle, you are amazing. And that brings us to our next performer, Inktown's very own techno fruits, techno nerd, Bo.
Hi, everyone. Thanks so much for coming out. This poem is for Amber and Evie. Okay. All right, here goes nothing.
Whose phone is that? Turn off your phone.
It's Bo's, but I thought he left it backstage.
Oh no, look at little Tommy.
Hey Tommy, can you turn that off, buddy? I'm so sorry, everyone. Give my nephew a second. Just, I think that's my phone he's got there.
Hello?
Bo, right. My man.
Tommy, I'm gonna need you to turn that off right now.
I'm so sorry, but Hazard Lights won't be able to perform for the slam poetry thing.
No, what?
We're drunk.
Are you serious? This dude can't be for
we're
real.
We're sick. I mean.
Sorry, folks. This is crazy.
Anyway, sorry to leave you hanging, my main man, Bo. Bozo.
Oh, this God. Can't be real. They're like,
you get it? Because right. You feel dumb.
Can someone just take the phone from him, please?
Bozo! That's genius.
Yeah, anyway.
Why is this happening right now?
You always thought you were better than us, so, you know, suck it. Suck it. Yeah, suck it, fool. We ain't coming to your stupid, pathetic poetry group. They're
Are
on their
serious?
Own.
So. I came to yeah. see Hazard Lights.
That was Hazard Lights? Wait, what are we gonna do?
Slam, created by Surim Lee and Cassandra Xiao. Produced by Surim Lee. Written and directed by Cassandra Xiao. Assistant writer and director, Surim Lee. Assistant poet, Marquavius Moore. Starring, Ken Westrick, Venice Olier, Monique Rangel Unwegbuzia, Axel Avenido, Talia Henkin, and Hershey Suri. Featuring, Logan Cluche, McAllister Silva, James Cromer, Piper Barber, Hunter Lutzberg, and Chad Arley. Intro and outro voiced by Tamron Hodge. Edited by Sydney Sharon. Second editor, Mark Prusikowski. Assistant editor, Olivia Stone. Audio engineering by Kyra Isabella Chin. Sound design and mix by Kyra Isabella Chin. Score composed by Sal Volpe. Theme song by Vincent Lay. Slam is a production of Lime Train Productions.